Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you. I know it's NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. For me, Andy Dorf. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so quarter of the way through the NFL season, we have a couple things that have taken place. We have one team that has yet to win a game, and we have one team that has yet to lose a game. They have yet to play this week, but they've still yet to lose. That's the 3-0 Kansas City Chiefs. And on the other side, I'm talking about the 0-4 Arizona Cardinals. And, man, oh, man, just another unbelievable week in the NFL. When you really think about some of the things that happened. The Rams and the Vikings was a shootout. That started on Thursday. The Bengals and Falcons, that was another unbelievable shootout. And the Falcons have been on the losing side of two really good shootout games. The Bears are not who we thought they were, Denny Green. I'm sorry, but the Bears are probably better than what people thought. And this Khalil Mack guy is obviously having an unbelievable impact for them on the defense. So just amazing stuff with what's going on in the NFL. And then the Packers pitch a shutout against the Bills. That was impressive. Don't put up that many points, but they do pitch a shutout against the Bills. And I know that the Bills have Josh Allen at the quarterback, but a shutout in the NFL is a shutout in the NFL. Patriots get back to their winning ways. They go 38 points, and they only give up 7. We'll get into everything, believe me, a lot to discuss in the NFL. Get at me, I want to talk about it with you, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. I'll be right back, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and this is Sports Overnight America.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud. So I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
To the players, reality is one against one. Move and counter move. Helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One on one. The battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
And Spencer Ware in the backfield. Pressure now on Mahomes. He's in trouble. Now gets it away. Are you kidding me? Chris Conley, his second straight game with a receiving touchdown.
From the 32 of Pittsburgh, 3rd and 14. Back to pass, Fitzpatrick winds up, sidearm throw as he's hit, it's caught. A belt high catch by Godwin at the 15. Back pedals on the hash mark, down to the Pittsburgh 12. 20-yard pickup. How did Fitzpatrick throw that ball in the face of all those rushers?
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another edition of the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Week 4, just about completely in the books after, obviously, a Monday nighter that will feature one of those people that you heard in that highlight, Patrick Mahomes. And then, obviously, they play the Denver Broncos. And could this be a good spot for them to lose? That's a good question. Patrick Mahomes has been unbelievable. 62 of 93 for the whole season. 896 yards, 13 touchdowns, and I think the biggest, best number probably of all, no interceptions. At least not yet. At least not yet. So that was good stuff. Always appreciate the clips that Scott gives me, by the way. Give me a call, everybody. 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about your team. Let's talk about your squad. Let me know what you think. I'm going to run through the scores real quickly, and then I know we do have Mitch in Santa Monica. So we'll run out to him in just a moment. But I do want to get through the scores for the week. And like I said, as we started the week, pretty wild. The Rams, 38. The Vikings, 31. And the Rams just poured it on in the first half, and there was not a lot of defense being played. And maybe that's because it was a short week. You know, that's a Thursday nighter, and that's maybe what's going to happen is you'll see a lot of points scored on some of those Thursday night games, or maybe they'll be pretty ugly. It'll just depend on how those guys are feeling that particular day. All right, so the Bengals go to the Falcons. They win 37-36. Another really, really fantastic game that the Falcons are on the losing side of, to be honest with you. They lost to the Saints the week prior, if I'm not mistaken, and that was an unbelievable game where Drew Brees throws for three, runs for two, Matty Ice throws for five himself. This week throws for three. So that's eight in the last couple weeks. So just an amazing play, but not getting it done enough on the defensive side, obviously. And the Bengals, wow, what's up with the Bengals right now, actually? They're actually looking pretty good. 37-36 over the Falcons, who are struggling at 1-3. Buccaneers go down to the Bears. Bears are better than people thought. 48-10. Trubisky, I think this dude is okay. I really do. Six touchdowns on the day. Fantastic day for him. Cowboys 26-24, break the Lions' heart late in that football game, obviously, as time expires, kicking that field goal, bada-boom, bada-bing, the rest is over, and the Cowboys send the Lions going home crying a little bit, and the Cowboys feeling better about themselves, to be honest with you. Bills don't get on the board, man. They can't score. Packer D, way too tough. Packer D is just too good, and that's not something we've been able to say much of, and I know, again, going up against a young guy in Josh Allen. So take it for what it's worth. But a shutout's a shutout. It's the NFL, man. I don't care. Still got to go out there and you got to make the plays happen. And you got to shut them down defensively. 22-0. Green Bay 2-1-1 because of that tie with the Minnesota Vikings, who, by the way, like I said earlier, they lost. So the Vikings, not looking good in the division right now. And everybody was talking about how great they could be. So, again, there's so many things I want to talk about. Eagles go down to the Titans. That was a great game in overtime. Again, a couple few overtime games once again. And I'm telling you, man, there could be more ties. Don't be surprised if there's more ties. Eagles 23, Titans 26. And again, that was exciting. They scored the touchdown there in overtime due to the Titans to get it done. And Carson Wentz and Mariota go at it neck and neck, back and forth at each other, which was pretty cool to see. Texans beat the Colts 37-34 on the road. Finally getting themselves a victory are the Texans. And you know what? Much needed, much needed. Andrew Luck, by the way, throwing the ball 62 times, people. 40 of 62, 464 yards, four touchdowns. Don't tell me that dude can't throw the football. Dolphins get hammered by the Patriots. Patriots show they're the leaders still in that division. 38-7, that's the final there. Jaguars 31-12 over the Jets, Jets. And let's be honest, the Jets have a young guy at quarterback for them. Blake Bortles, pretty solid game for him, 29-38, 388, and a couple touchdowns. Raiders outlasting the Browns, if you will. And this was interesting because, obviously, first real start for one Baker Mayfield. And we'll get into that in some of the numbers. But they got out of the gates, and they played pretty well. It looked like the Browns have turned the corner to a certain degree, but still coming up with the losses. Seahawks beat the Cardinals. Cardinals missed just too many. The story of this game was just too many miscues for the Arizona Cardinals. At the end of the day, you can talk about the six drop passes. You can talk about the missed field goals, things along those lines. That's how you lose football games. End of story. Giants go down at home to the Saints. Saints now 3-1. All of a sudden, they're a good team on the road, which is something they haven't been in the past. And, you know, usually their advantage is on the home, and they're losing at home right now. But, again, 2-0 away, 33-18 over the Giants. Eli Manning just, I don't know, man. I'm not saying he's over the hill, but I'm saying that the hill is getting closer to being over him at this point. 49ers go down to the Chargers, 29-27. Again, another exciting football game there. That was good stuff. And you know what? CJ didn't play terrible, but the 49ers are going to struggle. Let's be honest. Chargers, I'm not quite sure what to make of them yet. Not quite sure. Ravens beat the Steelers, and the Steelers, they got serious problems, man. And then it goes further than Le'Veon Bell. Serious problems there. Wow. All right, so I took you through all the games that have been played, and Monday night, you do have still that to come. The undefeated Chiefs playing the Broncos at Broncos Stadium in Denver, Colorado. So, again, I'm just excited about the week. a lot of things going on. And yes, my producer talking to me a little bit too. So I'm sorry for if I sounded a little bit disoriented there for a moment. But I got you, Mitch. We will push you on to the other side because I know you've got a ton of things to say. And I always like to give you the right amount of time to talk about some things. But let me throw some things out there, some food for thought, things to talk about. Maybe we were too quick to say the Vikings were going to be a really good team. And all the people that want to talk trash about the Rams and say, oh, they haven't beaten anybody with any record. That's true, but the truth about that is they're a good football team. I don't really care. The Bears, maybe better than people thought. Packers defense, maybe better than people thought. And not getting enough talk about that. Again, so much to talk about. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Third and four.
He shows up on tape.
Mayfield with a bullet. Callaway in the open. And a touchdown.
Point game instead of three. Thank you. Mariota on first down. Shot down the middle of the field and open. No safety there. Rishard Matthews at the 20. Cuts back at the 15. And Matthews goes. Opening play. Touchdown for the Titans.
This is Sports Overnight America.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
For Cincinnati, Hewitt the H-back, Mixon at running back. It's a play action. Dalton to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Tyler Croft, his
sixth career touchdown, but his first at home here in Cincinnati.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, Sports Overnight America. Obviously, NFL Rewind. Week number four, by the way. Wow. Again, just how amazing. It goes by so quickly. So fast. Pretty soon, we'll be talking about the halfway point. It's insane. It really is. But Andy Dalton was pretty special, man. Once again, getting it done. Figuring out a way to put more points on the board than the other team. 37-36. That was. There were several, like, game of the days, to be honest with you. Several of them. And that was definitely one of them. Heartbreak for the Falcons. Two really tight ball games that they lose. Lions doing what they do, playing great, and then all of a sudden figuring out ways to give the team a chance to win. All right, I could ramble forever. Let's jump out to the phones, hook up with my good buddy Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, you know me. I'm the Dorf Man. It's NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. You are up, my man. What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm doing just great, my man. But I got to, I know this is the NFL Rewind, but we got to kind of set the stage because today was a pretty huge day in sports. If you look in the totality, I mean, we wake up this morning and we see America basically botches the Ryder Cup and gets completely smoked. So we're kind of set up with this, like, all right, what's going to happen today? And then the next thing you know, you've got blowouts, you've got nail biters, you've got overtimes in the NFL, and you're going like, what? This is like the most insane day. Like, what is going on here? I mean, Bears 48-10 over the Buccaneers, which we should talk about in a few minutes, and all these other games are going crazy. But I will focus briefly on my Green Bay Packers, because I don't want to read into this too much, because I thought Aaron Rodgers' post-game comments were probably the best of all. I mean, the offense was terrible. Aaron Rodgers' yep. quarterback rating was 58. Now, Josh Allen's was 5. But I got to tell you, what would it be like to put Jordy Nelson's hands on Geronimo Allison? I mean, would that be the greatest receiver in the history of the NFL? I mean, my God, Geronimo Allison is an athlete. He is incredible. But how many dropped balls can this guy have in crucial situations? It's absolutely incredible. I mean, once this guy learns how to catch a ball, forget it. This team is going to be un-freaking stoppable. I will say this. By the way, there are two undefeated teams, Andy. You know, so let's not say there's still only one left. There's one still has got to play, but there are still two undefeated teams. We'll see what happens. But going to your Bears, I mean, please, you know, I think this is overreaction week four for Dorf on Sports. You're really giving the Bears that much credit over the Buccaneers with one of the worst defenses and most banged-up secondaries in the NFL? I mean, they had nothing coming into this game. I mean, they need a bye week to kind of get healthy. I mean, granted, the Bears kind of loaded up on this stuff, but I am not giving the Bears credit that they are elite in this game. Mitchell Trubisky, great. Enjoy it. You know, you had 5 TDs, and you're Sid Luckman. Oh, this is now the coming. You know, it was the greatest call. Sorry, you're still the Bears. You're still the freaking Bears, and you really haven't played anybody yet. I mean, there's absolutely nobody that they've really played except for the Packers, who, you know, beat them. All right, so they beat the Seahawks. Seahawks aren't that great. They beat your Cardinals 16-14, I mean, in a nail-biter. And now they just beat the Buccaneers, who are all banged up. Let's see what happens. But then again, I mean, look at their schedule. At Dolphins, then they play the Patriots, great. Jets, Bills, Lions, and then we back into, you know, season play. They have to play the Rams. So, we'll, you know, it will work itself out. The front half of the Bears schedule is completely soft. So, you know what? Good for them. Enjoy it right now. Enjoy it, by the way, and this is where I want to kind of go into, like your Cubs are. How about baseball? And I know this is NFL Rewind, but Andy, two divisions in baseball have gone 162 games, and they still can't settle it. We need 163rd game for the Brewers and Cubs and the Dodgers and the Rockies to settle this thing. I mean, this is incredible. Tomorrow you've got two baseball games that lead into a Monday night game. I swear to God, I don't know what's going to happen when I go to work tomorrow. I mean, I got to figure out how I'm going to do this without getting fired to watch all this stuff. This is going to be an incredible day tomorrow.
I feel you, man. Hey, let's keep it football. And the truth is you brought up great stuff that is going on in the sports world. We all know that, but it's the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, you know, they're encouraged. They're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. I mean, the Eagles, they're 2-2 at this point. Look, that's the Super Bowl champions. The Patriots, you know, they needed a victory to get themselves to 2-2. I think it's interesting. You have teams like the Kansas City Chiefs and the Rams, who, by the way, are the only undefeated team, people, in Week 4 because Kansas City has yet to play. So I can't say, yes, they're 3-0, but there's one undefeated team through 4 weeks, and there's one team that has yet to win, and that's obviously the Arizona Cardinals, because both of those teams have played their games, and the Kansas City Chiefs have the ability to stay undefeated if they are so lucky to do that against Denver on Monday night. But again, one undefeated and one team that is still yet to have a win, and maybe two undefeated teams when everything is said and done at the end of Week 4. Unbelievable.
I mean, the new quarterbacks, the freshman quarterbacks, those under 23-year-old quarterbacks, all four lost today. So we're getting towards, remember how we talked about, like, the first 3-4 weeks are like this feeling out period, and then the cream starts to rise to the top. All the senior quarterbacks won today, and all the rookie quarterbacks lost today. And I think, yep, as much as you might see, okay, the Bears, that's kind of in the middle of this all pack, we're starting to see Patriots are winning, Packers, you know, after the Bills coming off a ridiculous win at the Vikings, blank them with an inept offense, right? And you're starting to see the cream come to the crop. I don't think you're going to see anything that's going to be extraordinary where you're like, out of the dark, where did that team come from? Like the Browns making it to the playoffs or something. That's not going to happen.
No, not happening.
You still have to keep your stock in the Patriots. You still have to keep stock, I think, in the Ravens. You still have to keep, you know, stock in the Chiefs and stock in, as much as I want to say it, hate to say it, the Eagles. I mean, you know, it's a long season. And in the Vikings, as much as I really want to hate it, to say it.
Yeah, but you know what?
Keep stocking those teams.
Yeah, let me jump in real quick. And some good thoughts, to be honest with you, Mitch, in Santa Monica. 1-800-878-7529 if you want to jump in on the conversation. And believe me, we're talking anything NFL here. Week 4 in the books for the most part. Chiefs and Broncos still to come on Monday. But, you know, you hit on a bunch of different things. And, look, I think that we are starting to learn who some of the pretenders are and some of the contenders are, obviously. But I do also think that the AFC is shaping up where, you know what, the Kansas City Chiefs could beat the New England Patriots. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are a pretty good football team. They had a slip up, man. They had one bad week right after they had a great week against the Patriots. So maybe that was just a little bit of a letdown. The Bengals, like, are they for real right now? Are the Ravens for real right now? I think there's a lot of questions in the AFC about these teams, whereas in the NFC, I mean, truth be told, I agree with you, man. You know what? I think the Rams are a good football team, no matter what. Now, how you want to slice it, I don't care. That's a good football team, and probably the only good football team in the NFC West after everything's said and done, because you got the Seahawks, the Niners, and the Cardinals, who have yet to win a game there. The Seahawks, you know, they'll go as far as Russell Wilson can take them, but another injury, Earl Thomas goes out for them, and maybe played his last day, by the way. But my point is this, in the NFC, man, there's so many teams that you're wondering what's going to happen, like with the Saints, the Buccaneers. I think they're going to fade. But what happens with the Falcons? Can they rebound? Do the Panthers continue to play pretty solid? And I think they will. That could wind up being one of the better divisions. And then the NFC North, I'm sorry, but I do think the Bears are better than people give them credit for, Mitch. That's not a bad team. Defensively, they got a lot better by adding Khalil Mack. And you know what? Trubisky looks like he's starting to figure things out. So it's going to be an interesting season. I know that. I understand, bro. Final word real quick, man, because I got to take a quick pause for the cause.
Well, final words, I think you're going to see a bunch of 9-7 teams either win or get into the playoffs. And I got to say this. Go Brewers! Fear the wheat! Fear the wheat, baby!
Man, you can't take the fan out of the fanatic there, bro. And you can't take the fanatic out of the fan in Mitch in Santa Monica, bro. He's just all around. And I know what he's talking about, man. The sports world is always just unbelievable with all the different sports that are happening. Like, seriously, it's amazing. And that's why we put them all together, and they just never stop, man. And I never stop either. Anyways, get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, and this is Sports Overnight America.
3rd and 17.
Year. Amendola at the top in motion. Second and goal to the end zone. And right on the goal line, it is caught by Hogan for the touchdown.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention sports bettors. Listen very closely. Have you ever thought how great it would be to win from your bookie every week? Well, I'm here to tell you how. We are a group of Las Vegas bettors that have revolutionized how to bet and win. Our proprietary software, Titan, was the same trading platform that blew up CG Tech Sportsbook here in Las Vegas with our legal entity betting fund. We are the only fund in the world that uses software with a no-juice fair price line algorithm that analyzes positive edge bets from all sportsbooks worldwide. Our fund entity has beaten Las Vegas bookies for 5 straight years. Contact us at togetpicks.com or on Twitter at togetpicks. That's TOGETPICKS, togetpicks.com. Do it now. Do it now.
Now
the heroes of the 60s, like the game itself, seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me, and listen good, because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball, we're going to pass the ball, we're going right down this field, and we're going to score.
Kamara and Line in the backfield, and Breeze dives over, touchdown, his second of the game, and the Saints have won it.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Wild week, week number four in the NFL. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. You can get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, so let's get back into it, man. So, unbelievable day. Seriously, just another unbelievable day in the NFL. You had several overtime games, right? You had several games that were blowouts. It was a little bit of everything. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. In the NFL, week four. I do want to go through some of my opinions about what I think. And you know I like to do that a lot of times when I go division by division. So let's do it that way because that's a way that I like to do things. Like to keep it unbiased, if you will. I just randomly pick, all right, hey, we'll just go to the AFC and let's start with the East. Well, we saw what the best was, which was the Miami Dolphins, and they've had a game against the New England Patriots, and the New England Patriots were able to pretty much destroy them 38-7. And if you've heard me talk about the Miami Dolphins, I've always told you that the Miami Dolphins are a very good football team in September, and then things start to unravel for them. I like a lot of their skill positions that they have. They've got a lot of guys that are actually pretty quick. And I think they had a bad day, obviously. I don't think they're as good as they were when you're looking at them and saying, well, they're 3-0. And then the New England Patriots at that point were 1-2. And now they're 2-2. So obviously they've got this thing. I wouldn't say it's where they want it, but I'd say it's well in hand. Because in a perfect world, I'm sure the Patriots would, they'd be 4-0 right now. But they've had a bunch of injuries too. And they'll get more healthy. And I think Josh Gordon, I think he'll figure things out as time comes. And I do think that when Edelman comes back, that'll definitely help. That will definitely help. But overall, you look at the day for the New England Patriots offensively. Tom Brady still, you know what? I know he had three touchdowns, don't get me wrong. But two interceptions, that's three in the last couple of weeks, if I'm not mistaken. 23 of 35, I mean, he's not killing it, that's for sure. And Josh Gordon got a couple of catches, 32 yards. And basically both of them were right around the same. A long of 19, and so that gives you the other one. That was, what, 13 yards? So both his catches were double digits. I'm interested. We'll see. Look, Gronkowski always gets hurt during the season. So when he gets banged up, I don't worry too much about it. But I do know this, it changes their offense, that's for sure. Makes them pretty pedestrian, if you will. But they obviously were able to manhandle the Miami Dolphins. And then the Bills, you know, thank God the Bills were able to play their best football game against the Minnesota Vikings. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. Not going to lie. Nothing to hold back here. Nothing to hold back. That's my team. Born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin, man. I'll always stay true and loyal to my teams there. Come to think of it, wow. Not a bad time to be a Wisconsin fan. When you think about what's coming. But again, getting back to that division. The Jets are going to be bad. Sorry, they're just going to be bad. The Bills are just going to be bad. Josh Allen and Sam Darnold, those are the two reasons why each of their teams are going to be bad. And this isn't a knock on them. Mitch hit on it in the call, by the way, talking about rookie quarterbacks a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about rookie quarterbacks. Because when you look at what happened with the teams that played with rookie quarterbacks in week four in the NFL, it wasn't pretty, man. Was not a pretty sight. And in some cases, look, I think that the Bills were just, they were outmatched. Josh Allen was kind of like a deer in headlights when you go into Lambeau for your first time. It's intimidating, man. That is a seriously intimidating spot to go. So for him to have a lot of success, I think if you thought that he could have a lot of success, you were fooling yourself. Very difficult place to play. Very difficult. Then you had a couple other guys, right? You had this young guy going to the Raiders to play Derek Carr, who's been around for a little bit. And you know what? Maybe in a weird way, kind of was like, this one's a little bit personal. I got to show this young buck and Baker Mayfield that Derek Carr is still the sheriff in this town. And Baker flew it around the field 41 times. 21 of 41. And then Derek Carr was 35 of 58 for 437. Four touchdowns, a couple picks for him as well. Cleveland plays, man, they're kind of fun to watch, man. I've never really said that about a Cleveland Brown team, because they're not really that good, but they're kind of fun to watch. Nick Chubb, wow, he really got it going, right? Three carries and just busted them all open. 105 yards on those carries. Had a 63-yard burst. Carlos Hyde, he's their steady guy. He's super steady. But yeah, man, I mean, the younger guys struggle, but Baker obviously lost in overtime. Very respectable. Very respectable. You can't be upset with that. And if you're a Browns fan, you're probably saying to yourself, I think we got ourselves the guy. I think we finally did it, man. After all those draft picks, all those wasted draft picks, maybe we found ourselves something. Maybe we found ourselves something. All right, so keeping it going with that theme, right, on the rookie quarterbacks. You know, Josh Rosen gets his shot. And people are always, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm a hater by any means, because I'm not. I'm just one of those guys that like is slow down, pump the brakes a little bit. Let's talk about this in 2 or 3 years. No joke, especially when we're talking about quarterbacks in the NFL. Because I think it's really hard for them to have like a crazy, crazy good impact. A lot easier for wide receivers. Ask Calvin Ridley. Dude is blowing things up. and not bad to have Matty Ice throwing you the ball if you're Calvin Ridley. But anyway, getting back to my point about Josh Rosen. All right, so here's the deal. The guy goes 15 of 27, 180 yards, averaging about, what, 6.7 per throw? One touchdown, a good number here, no interceptions. As to and then his rating, QBR was 80.4 and the rating is 88.5. Okay, and then as opposed to Russell Wilson, who both these guys, I don't think either one of their numbers are gonna be, you're gonna be like, wow, that was a great game. You're not. It's just making a point. 19 of 26, 172 yards. He averages 6.6. No touchdowns, no interceptions. QBR of 46.8, rating of 90.5. Because he obviously completed more passes. And the average is basically the same. But the point is this. Josh Rosen, in some people's eyes, looked fantastic. In my eyes, he looked okay. Did he look comfortable, poised, confident? Sure, absolutely. But shouldn't he? He's an NFL quarterback, man, and he's the most ready NFL quarterback from many. And he came in such a tough situation a week ago. So you almost think like, wow, this guy should just be able to figure it out. Going to take him some time too. Going to take him some time. All right, real quickly, back to my thought about the divisions. AFC South, man, I think it's going to be fun. Titans are good. Jaguars are good. We'll see if either one of the Texans or the Colts can turn things around. We'll see. I think they have two teams that are making the postseason. Texans and Jaguars. I'm sorry, Titans and Jaguars are making the postseason from the AFC South. The Kansas City Chiefs, if they can keep up what they're doing, then they have a legitimate shot to knock off either the Patriots or the Jaguars or anybody else. And the reason is because Patrick Mahomes has so many weapons. So many weapons. Look, if you leave my homie a couple of seconds, he's going to sling it out to an open guy in the space that they need to go out there and get the yards after the catch. That's been the blueprint for at least 3 weeks. So they have things pretty well under wraps. Very well under wraps. See if the Broncos can shut them down on Monday night. I'll be interested to see it. The NFC East is totally anybody's ball game, man. Let's be honest. Anybody's ball game. And I know everybody loves the Eagles, but they've been a little bit vulnerable. NFC North is going to be fun. I think it's the Packers, but you know what? I like seeing the Bears be competitive and pretty good. It's actually fun. It's actually kind of fun. And then the Vikings, I don't know what's going on there right now. Not really sure. Oh, and the Saints, man, they're marching again. Saints are marching, baby. And then the Rams, wow, you just can't stop them right now. They're just too good in the NFC West. All right, people, I'm going to be back on the other side, wrap it up a little bit for you, give you some final thoughts and things along those lines. So keep it close. I'm Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind. It is Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind. Andy Dorf, Sports Overnight America. Love my people that are listening to me on Sirius XM. Love you people. Love all the people that just are listening anyhow, however you're doing it. But I always love interacting with you on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And you can always check out the website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so some of the takeaways. Rams are really good football team. I don't care what anybody says. That's I don't care who they've played. It doesn't make a difference to me. They're a good football team. McVay seems like he knows how to really, really get the most of Jared Goff. And I think the best is yet to come. Rams could easily be one of those teams that are just front runners the whole way, all the way through the season. Really think that. I really do. And obviously injuries will play a part in that. Bears, maybe a little bit better than people thought. Falcons, wrong side of too many great games. That's all I can say about them. Packers finally maybe have a defense to a certain degree as they shut out the Bills. Titans, maybe they're not a one-hit wonder. Maybe they can come right back and show that they can really do it. Texans needed a win. They got it. Patriots needed a win. They got it. Jaguars, they righted the ship as well. Raiders finally getting off the schneid. Cardinals can't do it, man. What does it tell you? They're 0-4. You get the point, man. Anyways, so much to talk about. Not enough time to do it, as I always like to say. You know that. But for Scott on the other side of the glass, making it all possible, I would be the DORF man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.